Okay, good evening. This Shabbos, of course, is Shabbos Parshas Ha'azinu. It's Shabbos Shuva, and I'd like to share with you a number of ideas from the Chasam Sofer. The parsha begins with a famous pasuk: Ha'azinu Hashamayim va'adaber v'tishma ha'aretz imreifi. Moshe Rabbeinu calls the heavens to listen to him, and he wants the earth to listen as well, and it begins with the words Ya'arof kamatar l'kri tizal katal imrosi. May my words be like a driving rain, matar tizal katal imrosi, and my words also should be like soft dew. And many commentaries discuss the difference between Ya'arof kamatar l'kri, the driving rain, and the soft dew, kisirim Ale desha, like droplets on the grass, v'cherivivim ale esev. So the Chasam Sofer begins with an observation about the fact that he's contrasting the difference between between rain, driving rain, and dew. And he says as follows: Ksiv b'haftorah, ehayeh katal Yisrael. The haftorah focuses really more on the dew. V'amru chazal, k'nesis Yisrael b'ksha shelo kahogen. Sometimes you like rain, and sometimes you don't like rain. Recently, when it's been, we've been davening outside, so we don't love rain so much. But rain is obviously something that's very, very important for the world to exist. So Hashem says, you asked for rain, but I'm going to be for you like dew. Because dew is always wanted. Rain sometimes yes, sometimes no. Says the Chasam Sofer. What does this mean? V'nir ani es daite. D'amr b'medrash. B'shoa shechacham yoshi v'dorish v'am shom ha-kadosh baruch hu mocha v'noseim shal Yisrael. This is the same medrash, which I could not find exactly where it is, but it's the same medrash that he quoted last week, actually. We learned it 2 weeks ago, Parshas Vayelech. The medrash says that when a chacham teaches Torah, and the people listen, and that's going to be a crucial part of the Chasam Sofer's words this Shabbos, about Shabbos Shuva. It's not so much about Moshe Rabbeinu's drasha, it's not so much about what the Chacham is darshaning. The question is, how is Klal Yisrael listening? He stresses a lot that the focus has to be more on the people accepting. You'll see time and time again he talks about this. But amazingly, the Chacham sits in Doresh, and the people are listening. God is mochel right away. Hashem is mochel right away. Even though we didn't do anything. We didn't do tshuva, we're just listening. Hashem is mochel right away. Good to see you, Gavi. Vatam, ki over avera umisbayishba, a person who violates an avera and he's embarrassed by it. That's going to be his crucial point number one, his embarrassment. He's embarrassed by it. Mochlin avanoseim, mochlin avanosav. Eina kavanosh adam acher mevayshel. Doesn't mean that somebody else embarrasses him. Elishu whom is bayish beino levein atzmo. Lemar ma asisi kipa alti oven. This busha, this embarrassment that he's talking about, this is beino levein atzmo. What did I do? K'moshel imdanuzeh mishol shen is bayish mifnei atzmo. Hachanami b'shasha chacham dorish. When a chacham is giving that Shabbos Shuva drasha, when the chacham is giving that stark musar, that Shabbos Shuva drasha, umaska kamin yani musar v'dinim in yani merabim. V'cholachad Hashemay v'yudei b'atzmo shenichshal b'davar zeh. Abisha chacham lo kiven alav chas v'shom lo yada klal mizeh. The rabbi who's giving the musar has no idea what you did or you didn't do. He doesn't know how you're accepting the musar. He's giving musar to the tzibur in general. The question is, so he's just talking about general things, but he doesn't know what you did. He had no, when the rabbi's talking in shul, giving the Shabbos Shuva drasha, he has no idea what we did. Or you're listening to a drasha of somebody on the internet, or you're looking at something that somebody said. That person may be saying the drasha, but he has no idea what you did or didn't do. So the question is, how are all these Shabbos Shuva drashas, how are they going to resonate with the people listening to them? So the answer is, it has nothing to do with the guy giving it. Well, it has a little bit to do with that, but it has everything to do with how are we receiving it. How are we receiving it? If a person takes the words to heart and he's mizbayish on his own, the chacham wasn't intending. He has no idea what you did or didn't do. The question is, if you take it and you're mizbayish, beino levein atzmo, if you take the words, v'tova mardus echad b'libo shel adam, HaKadosh Baruch Hu mochel avonosav, right away, when you listen to what the Chacham is saying, Hashem is mochel your avonos. B'shmiya ba'alma, below shum ma'isa b'foel. Nimtza, in divrei adorei shem kamatar, shashomim mitstarim bahem. Mutter is a driving rain. A driving rain, which a lot of times we don't like. You have thunder and lightning in the driving rain. We're not interested in hearing that. We don't want that rain. The Chacham has no idea whether his words landed or not. As I'm a Melehim Katal Yisrael. But if you take it the right way, then it becomes not like Mutter. It becomes like Tal. Tal is Rosh Tevas Tov Lakol. Tal stands for Tov Lakol. So it started off like Mutter, but in the end of the day, it's Tal. It's Tov Lakol. Tov Lakulam. Valze Hispala Knesses Yisrael. That's what Klai saw Davin. V'yavu kageshem lanushun is oradi is oris neviyachav chachamechav and is bayish batzmenu. V'yekageshem aideze yekatal Yisrael. V'hine v'hein heina divrei Moshe Rabbeinu. Yarov kamata liki kanal. V'az memela tizal katalim rasi. Moshe Rabbeinu davened. My words are like a driving rain. They're hard words. They're harsh words. I have no idea whether the people are going to want them or not want them. Rain, sometimes you want, sometimes you don't want. So Moshe Rabbeinu davened, even though my words are like rain, that maybe the people aren't going to want them, they should be like Tal, that everybody should take from my words. Everyone should hear my words. Just listen, and right away, your sins will get erased. If a person is a good listener, if a person hears the words that the Torah wants to speak to him, that his rabbis want to speak to him, that his friends, that anyone in his life who's giving him that Musar, those words here, Moshe Rabbeinu is giving Musar to Klai Yisrael and Parshas Hazinu, he daven, I have no idea what they did, what each individual person did, but please let them hear it, let the words sink in, and as the Chasam Sofer says, a person should be embarrassed, he should have that busha, he should have that sense of, I was wrong. Everyone has to know on their own, when we hear all these drushes, we have to apply them. How am I going to apply it? What am I taking from it? The person giving the drasha may not know at all what you did, but the question is, what are you taking from it? How are we changing? How are we assimilating all these words? We know what our next step is. We know what we need to do, what we need to change. We know. So it could be like Tal. Tal is good for everybody. Tal is something that everybody, rain is sometimes good, sometimes no good. So the person giving it has no idea. It's like rain, but the goal is it should end up being like Tal. That's point number one. And the Chasam Sofer continues in the same way. In the same way, he continues to stress this idea. It must be the order of the way. See, now it goes backwards. It must be the Sefer. I'm just learning it. It must be the order is each year he gave a different drasha, so he went out of order a little bit. So it's not always going to go in the order of the psukim. So he continues. Listen to this amazing, amazing drasha. Issa b'medrash. Now the next piece. I'm on page, if you have the Sefer, I'm on page Samach Tas. Although I learned today also an amazing thing. There's two different printings of the exact same book, and they're not the same pieces. I could not believe this. But apparently, here, this is my old edition of Chasam Sofer Torah Moshe, and this is a newer edition. Same thing, Chasam Sofer Torah Moshe. And I was looking for a piece in the old edition. It was only in the new edition. It wasn't in the old edition. So anyway, but let's look at the second piece. Issa b'medrash. I'm on page Samach Tes. Actually, Samach Tes Amid Beis, in my old edition. In the new edition, it's page Tuf Kuf. In the new edition, it's page Tuf Kuf Yud Zayin. Tuf Kuf Yud Zayin. The Issa b'medrash. Listen to this incredible medrash. Misha Choshesh Ba'azno. Someone who has a problem in his ears. Choshesh Ba'azno. Someone who has a problem in his ears. Mahul or Aposa B'Shabbos. Are you allowed to heal him on Shabbos? If you have a problem with your ears, are you allowed to heal him on Shabbos? Kach shanu chachamim pikuach nefesh docha Shabbos. We had this in the Daf Yomi a while ago. That if you have a problem in your ear, you're considered to be a cholish yesh bo sakana, you're allowed to violate Shabbos in order to to fix your ears. That's what the Gemara says, that your ear is considered to be a sakana for your whole body. So the simple pshat in the Medrash is that if you have a chance of losing, if you have a danger even of losing your ear, so you're allowed to violate Shabbos for that. Says the listen to the Chasam Sofer's take on this. Unbelievable. Yesh lomar b'derech remez. Chasam Sofer says I have a remez. Yesh lomar b'derech remez. Da poskim pilpul yimutim b'Shabbos lomar vidui. There's a shaila. Are you allowed to say vidui on Shabbos? Are you allowed to say vidui on Shabbos? Hol v'nachas hulo. On the one hand, when you say vidui, it's good. You get it off your chest. You get it off your chest. It's a very light. It's good for oneg Shabbos. Odil mafiochi mitzaro v'asin. But on the other hand, until you get it off your chest, to say vidui on Shabbos, it's tsar. It's painful. It's painful. So you're not allowed. It's a violation of oneg Shabbos if you're going to say vidui. You're going to say something that's really painful. Imken lechora gam letamun chacham adorish b'Shabbos dvarim kashim kegidim divrei musa sheshomen rak be'achrech ya aser. So he asks, how is any rabbi ever allowed to give a Shabbos Shuvah drasha? The Shabbos Shuvah drasha makes us all feel like we're all in pain. He's telling us, you're doing this wrong, and you're doing that wrong, and you're doing the other thing wrong. What is the rabbi supposed to say in the Shabbos Shuvah drasha? He lists all the things we're doing wrong. He's causing us pain on Shabbos. How's the rabbi allowed to cause us pain on Shabbos? Says the Chasam Sofer. Rak b'Shabbos Shuva. So normally, maybe on the Shabbos drasha that the rabbi gives on a regular Shabbos, maybe the rabbi's not allowed to give. Maybe he's not allowed to cause you pain. But on Shabbos Shuva, he says, "Shu kodem Yom Kippurim." It's the Shabbos before Yom Kippur. Ve'isa b'svarim sheb'Shabbos etzarach l'sakin is kol asher kilka v'chila b'Shabbos hashana. On this Shabbos, Shabbos Shuva, you have to try to fix everything that you did wrong on all the Shabbosos of the year. Oh boy. Oh boy. Imkeinim lo achshav emasai. So if the rabbi's not going to call, put you on the carpet on this Shabbos, that's it. This is the last chance. This is the last chance. Im lo achshav emasai. Vavi pikuach nefesh. So he says it's pikuach nefesh. To fix your ears on this Shabbos is pikuach nefesh. What do you mean to fix your ears? Doesn't mean just to fix your ears that you have mamish to your ear. It means to fix your ears, to let you hear. You got to hear. You got to be able to hear the rabbi on this Shabbos. Ulakach shari. V'yesh lomod zemi Moshe Rabbeinu. Diladas seder ola meis b'Shabbos. Chazal say Moshe Rabbeinu died on Shabbos and he gave this whole long Musa Shmuz on Shabbos. How is Moshe Rabbeinu allowed to give the whole long Musa Shmuz on Shabbos? He was about to die and he knew him lo achshav emasai. This is pikuach nefesh. Moshe Rabbeinu was allowed to say the drasha. That's where we learn the idea that the rabbi is allowed to give the Shabbos Shuvah drasha on Shabbos because Moshe Rabbeinu gave this whole long drasha on Shabbos. V'huva b'rush b'arvi p'sachim. Apparently the Rush quotes this medrash in Arvi p'sachim that Moshe Rabbeinu died on Shabbos. V'osa yom ama kol elu divrei tochacha v'kantur mishum dim lo achshav emasai. This is what the Medrash means, says the Chasam Sofer HaDerech HaDrush so beautifully. Somebody who has a problem with his ears. What do you mean you have a problem with your ears? It means you're not hearing well. You're not hearing the musar of your life well. You're not hearing all the messages that life is trying to send you about how you're supposed to improve and what you're doing wrong and how you're supposed to be better. You have a problem with your ears. Are you allowed to have refuah on Shabbos? Are you allowed to hear these lessons, these messages on Shabbos Shuvah? If it's Shabbos Shuvah and it's the Shabbos before Rosh Hashanah, it's Shabbos Shuvah. So you're allowed to heal your ears. You're allowed to hear these musar. You're allowed to hear all this stuff on Shabbos Shuvah. It's going to be Yom Kippur, Abosai, in another 3 days. It's going to be Yom Kippur. The time is now. The time to clean out our ears. The time to clean out our ears is now. It's pikuach nefesh. It's pikuach nefesh. This Shabbos is pikuach nefesh. We got to fix all the Shabbosos of the whole year. And we got to make sure to hear those messages of the rabbi before Yom Kippur, before it's too late. Im lo achshav emasai. It's mamish. It's the bottom of the ninth. It's bases loaded with two outs in the bottom of the ninth. That's where we're holding now. We still have a few more hours. We still have a few more days to finally get the message, to figure it out. To clean out our ears. It's about cleaning out our ears. That's why we've been listening to a shofar for 30 days. the shofar, we've been listening. We've been working on the trait of listening for 30 days. We've been listening, 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 listening. That's what the shofar does. It cleans out your ears. That's what the whole Rosh Hashanah is. Yom Teruah. Yom Teruah. It's the day to clean out your ears. The day to listen. To figure out how to listen. All we did the whole Rosh, we're listening to the shofar. We're listening, listening. Cleaning out our ears. Developing ears. Wow. What an idea. Let's continue. He continues Mamish along the same lines. He says in the very next piece, Hine Dirash HaTochacha L'Yachid Tzarech L'Ocheach B'Lashon Raka Masha Einikin L'Rabim Kevin She'ein Aporet L'Mihu Mochiach Yachalom Edvarim Kashim. He's giving advice. This is really more to advice to the rabbi. The rabbi who's giving the Shabbat Shuvah drash, he says, when the rabbi is addressing a large crowd, right? He's speaking to 100. The rabbi comes to shul Shabbat Shuvah. People show up Shabbat Shuvah. They haven't shown up the whole year to shul. Hey, they're coming Shabbat Shuvah to hear the rabbi's drasha. So the rabbi can fire away. He could fire away the Shabbat Shuvah drasha. Fire away. Because he's not talking to anybody specific. He's just talking to the community. You did this wrong, you did that wrong, and there's a problem with sneers, and there's a problem with the way you talk, and there's a problem with the way you speak, and there's a problem with everything, there's a problem with the way you dive, and there's a problem with the way you're not learning enough. Rabbi, he can barrel away. The rabbi can, no holds barred on Shabbat Shuvah. Because he's not talking to anybody. Who's he talking to? He's talking to the whole community. But the Chasam Sofer says, when you talk to an individual, if the rabbi's talking one-on-one to an individual, That's a different conversation. That's got to be soft. So that's why, what does Moshe Rabbeinu say? Yarov kamata lichi, tizal katal imrasi. There's the driving rain, that's who we talk to the entire community. But tizal katal, that's the soft thing, that's when you talk to the individual. And he continues and says, that's why deshe is like moss, like a grass that covers everything. That's the rabbim. But asev is the individual grass. Aval Esav u'yachid, and he says the beginning of the pasuk is the same thing. Hazinu ha-shamayim, the shamayim are the gedolim, and the aretz are the ketanim. And he quotes the pasuk in Parshas Yisro, Kosoma le-beis Yaakov. When you're talking to the men, you talk strong. V'sageid le-bnei Yisrael. When you're talking to the women, Kosoma le-beis Yaakov. To the women you're supposed to talk lighter, and to the men you're supposed to talk stronger. What's the idea? If you talk to the gedolim with strength, so then the katanim will use, to the katanim you talk softer. So again, at first glance, he's giving a mussar to the people who are doing the talking, to the rabbis. You got to know who you're talking to. If you're talking to the community, you could let it loose. But when you're talking to an individual, so then there's a human being standing in front of you. So you gotta talk softer to the human being. You can't talk so fire and brimstone to the individual. So you have to know how to say it to each person. Every person's gonna hear your message differently. But I think that for us on the receiving end, it's also important for us to know how to receive the message, right? If the rabbi's talking in generalities, we have to know how to decipher which lesson applies to us, which one applies to me and which one doesn't apply to me. How do I, right? And sometimes a person will say he'll listen to a speech and say, hey, you know, nothing in this speech applied to me because he heard one thing that didn't apply to him. So forget it. I'm shutting down from the whole thing. Forget it. This rabbi, he can't talk to me. I have nothing to learn from this person. Just because you heard one thing, okay, maybe that one thing applies to the guy sitting next to you. But maybe the next thing the rabbi is going to say, that does apply. So we have to know how to decipher what lesson we're supposed to take, what we're supposed to take out of this, and what we're not supposed to take out of it. And he continues along the same lines. You know what, I'm going to skip. I really want to make sure to say this one piece. I didn't realize how late it is already, but at the end, he has, this is the piece that's not in the old edition, only in the new edition. Very, very beautiful piece. I guess I'm going to close with this one, even though there's so much else to say over here. So much else to say, but let's close with this. The Pasuk says at the end of the Parsha, Banim lo emun bam. Banim lo emun bam. Well, you know, let's close with two things. Perek Lamed Beis Pasuk Hey. Shiches lo banav mumam. The Chasam Sofer writes in this pasuk that when a person does a sin, two things happen. Two things happen when you do a sin. One thing that happens when you do a sin is you violated an Isser. You get an X, you violate an Isser. But there's another thing that happens that might even be worse than that. What's that? You severed the relationship with the master of the universe. There's two things. Every time a person sins, two things happen. And we have to be cognizant of both things that happen. Number one thing that happens is that you committed a sin. The Torah says you're supposed to do X, you did Y. That's one thing we have to think about. But we have to realize, shiches lo, not only do we violate something to him, lo banav, but there's another thing that happens. We sever the relationship with him. If we don't listen to what the Ribbono Shel Olam wants from us, so it's not only that we get an X for what we did, but there's a severing of the relationship. But then he says, in the next piece he says, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's not like a mum. It's not like a mum that's there forever. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was always there to fix it. So he says that that even though it's true that you violate the relationship, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not like any other master. He says, Chas v'shalom, a person will think she'ain lo takana, that we're no longer going to be his children. So that's what he says, no. The next pasuk says, but I'm always going to be there for you. I'll always be waiting back there for you to repair that relationship. Av sheshiches lo banav, less the takanta, ela degabe baser v'dam, less le takanta. Av agabe HaKadosh Baruch Hu, hu harofe chacham, hu harofe chinam l'dide, gam l'mum kavua es le takanta, v'hu adin le... Even after we sever the relationship, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is still there. So on the one hand, we have to realize that there's a relationship that's broken. I tell the kids all the time, you're dishonest on a test. You're going to be dishonest. So you did two things. Number one is the dishonesty. That itself is a terrible thing. Dishonesty by itself is a horrible thing. But you also ruin the relationship with the teacher. You ruin the relationship. I trusted you. I put my trust in you. There's two things. We have to realize that every time a person commits an avera, that there's also a severing of the relationship. We have to appreciate that. Yom Kippur is a time to get back, to get that relationship back again, to realize that there's a father, there's somebody on the other end. It's not just about a sin, it's about a father. But let's close with this last piece. Very, very special piece at the very, very end, the very last piece, which is only in the newer editions of the Chasam Sofer, not in the old editions. Banim lo emun bum. Pasuk says, Banim lo emun bum, b'medrash yalkut, he quotes the yalkut shimoni, emun lashon amen. What's the big muster that Hashem gives us? You didn't say amen. Ask the Chasam Sofer, really? You didn't say amen? That's really the big muster we're talking about over here? Banim lo emun bum, you didn't say amen. That's what the medrash says. Lo emun bum, emun, instead of emun, amen. Lo amen bum. This is the big sin that it needs its own separate sif in the song of Hazinu. Banim lo emun bam. They didn't say amen. They didn't say amen. What a horrible thing. Says the Chasam Sofer, nearly lefarish. What do you mean? Not saying amen. Nearly lefarish. Hine kol ra'a shenaseh. He says, every sin that a person does, the foundation of every single sin is a lack of emunah. I always say to the kids, also about dishonesty, you can tell it's one of the things I talked about them a lot, about dishonesty. I always say, someone who's dishonest in business, or someone who's dishonest on a test in school, it's the same thing, comes from the same place. Someone who's dishonest, obviously doesn't believe in Hashem. Obviously doesn't believe in Hashem. If you think that there's a Hashem, he's going to let you get away with it. What? The extra 5 points on this test? The extra .00076 in your overall high school average for this 5 points? You think Hashem is going to let you get ahead in life by being dishonest? But the Chasam Sofer goes further. He says, every Aveira is a Chisaron of Emuna. If you believed in the Ribbono Shel Olam, well, how in the world would you take that step? Kol Rosh Nasa Machlech Sem B'Tachon V'Emuna. If we would really have proper emuna, that everything comes from Hashem, everything that we've gotten in life, everything we've achieved in life, every single thing we've achieved comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If we had that proper emuna, without him there's nothing. We would have achieved nothing without. If we would have the proper emuna, we would never sin. If we really had the proper emuna, we would never sin. What's the word amen? What does amen mean? Amen. Amen. Hainu shehu emes. V'lashen tfila. Amen is a prayer. Sheya amen kain. I hope I believe it, right? The person says, Baruch atah Hashem elokein melech olam shakol nieh bedvaro. God, I believe everything was done by your hand. Amen. I hope I believe that. I'm trying to encourage myself and convince myself that I really believe it. That's true. V'zeh kavanas ha-medrash. Ilo ha-yo onen amen. Yeah, of course we all say amen. We do say amen. We don't say amen. But are we thinking about what amen means? Amen. I believe. Amen. Amen. I believe. Amen. That's what it's supposed to be. I believe. I really believe. Lahamin b'chol ha-brachos v'atfilos shanu mevarchim. All the tefillos that we're saying, when we say amen, are we really thinking about, I really believe in this tefillah? I really believe the Rabbanu Shalom is the source of all of my blessings. Shehema emes, v'akol b'yado shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu v'ashkachoso, lo hayinu chotim, if we really believed it, lo hayinu chotim, v'lo hayakas lefnei hamakom, and there would be no anger. Hashem would never get angry with us. Rak ratzon tov. Hashem would always, if we would answer Amen properly, says the Chasam Sofer, if we would answer Amen properly, there would never be any pain, there would never be any suffering, there would never be any problems. Rak Ratzon Tov. Aval Yan Lo Anu Amen. But since we don't really answer Amen with the appropriate thoughts, V'lo Haminu Bo, because we don't really believe, or even if we do answer Amen, we chuck out the Amen, we're not really thinking about what Amen means. We don't really believe. Bo l'chol zeh l'chato. Ad sheyashuvu l'Hashem v'yirachamim. That's what it means. Banim lo emun bam. We don't have the proper perspective on amen. We don't have the proper perspective on amen. We don't have that sense of real, true emuna, of understanding that everything we have comes from Hashem and all the blessings that we have. We think it's us. We think it's we got to our status. We're the ones who brought us the way we are and the reason where we are. We think it's because of who we are and what we accomplished, how much we did. If we had Amen, if we really believed that everything came from the Rabbanu Shalom, if we had that sense of Amen, then we wouldn't have all the problems that we have. So says the Chasam Sofer. Banim lo'ayim ban, that's why Amen is such a difficult problem. Let's continue. So, the Chasam Sofer has a beautiful piece. Oh, this is scary. This is scary, and this is about parenting. He says on the Pasuk, Chadashim Mikarov Ba'u. You have to re-see the whole Pasuk inside. Let's see the Pasuk. Pasuk says, it's at the end of Sur yiladcha teshi v'atishkach keil mecholalecha. Chadash mikarubo. Let's see. Pasuk is, here it is. Perek lamed beis pasuk yudzayim. But it really starts before that. Vayishman yishurun vayivat. Klal Yisrael gets fat and we kick. Shamanta avisa kasisa. We rebel against Hashem. Vayita shaloka asohu. Vayinabel tzuri shosohu. Yakniu bizarim. So is hachasu. Yizbuchu lashedim. Chadashim mikarov ba'u, lo se'arum avoseichem. And this is a new problem that your fathers never thought of. Now, who is doing all this sinning? It's the sons, right? It's the sons. The sons are doing all the sinning. Banim lo emun ba'u. We just read that pasuk. Banim, it was the sons who were doing it. So what's so new about that? That the sons are rebelling against the fathers, that's a new thing? The Chasam Sofer says, that's a new thing? Why is that Chadashim Mikarov Ba'u? Listen to what the Chasam Sofer says here, and listen to what I believe is a very, very strong and important parenting lesson. Listen to what the Chasam Sofer says. Chadashim Mikarov Ba'u V'gomer. Anu Yodim V'roim Adoros Mismatim. So the Chasam Sofer says, we see generation after generation, every new generation, the generations are getting lower and lower and lower. Be'inyin Yediyas HaTorah. Every generation knows less Torah than the generation before. V'yira Shemayim. We see the generations lesser and lesser and lesser. Yediyas HaTorah and Yira Shemayim. V'chol adam misyarei shebanav lo yu kamoso. Says the Chasam Sofer, and every person is terrified and scared. My sons are not going to follow in my path. Every single person, every single adult is scared and terrified. This is already the Chasam Sofer is talking in there. Right? When is this? The late 1800s? No, I have to look up when he lived. He's terrified. V'chol adam misyarei shebanav lo yu kamoso. V'chein zaro. V'zera zaro. Says the Chasam Sofer, that's not news. That's not something new. That's something that's been going on for a long time. Avol ze lo ola al hadas. What's new? Likvots kol kach sheyi ha'av tzadik v'yashar. Malei b'shas u'poskim. U'beno mumur u'mechal ha'shabes. Ze chadoshim mikarov bo lo sarum avoseichem. But says the Chasam Sofer, what's new that we haven't seen in his generation, the Chasam Sofer was saying, what we've never seen is what the Pasuk is talking about, where the Pasuk says, Chadashim Yikarov Bo, that you have a father who's a Talmud Chacham and a Baki B'Shas U'Poskim, and the kid goes all the way in the other direction, and the kid is mamish off the derech completely. That's totally new. He says, that's Chadashim. Sheyi Ha'av Tzadik V'Yashar, Mali b'shas u'poskim u'beno mumer u'mechal ha'shabes, and the son is an apikoros. Ze chadoshim mikarov bo lo sarim avoseichem. Chasam Sofer says that's something new, that we haven't seen in the past. And I would submit that the reason that I know the reason, I'm not saying that I know the reason, but I know something a little bit about education. So I've done for the last 30 years, but sometimes you have a situation where it's dafka because the parent is a Baki B'Shas U'Poskim that the kid runs in the other direction. And this is something that anyone who, if you've been listening to me for a long time, you know my strong feelings on this. But sometimes the harder the parents push the kids, the tougher and the harder the parent pushes, the more the kid runs in the other direction. The more the kid runs together. So you have a parent who's Baki B'Shas U'Poskim, and he says, I want my kid also to be Baki B'Shas U'Poskim. So he hammers him and says, you got to learn. How you can ever become a Baki B'Shas U'Poskim? The parents are hammering the kid. You got to be a Baki B'Shas U'Poskim. And that's what causes the kid to go in the other direction. I always tell parents what you have to do, the only thing you can do, you want your kid to be into learning, then the kid has to see the parent learning. That's the only way it is. The kid has to see how sweet learning is to the parent. When the child sees that learning is sweet for the parent, when the child sees how much the parent enjoys learning Torah, that learning is sweet for the parent, so then the child, in most instances, there's no foolproof system, but in most instances, the parent has to give the child space, has to give him room, should be planting, not building. You have to know when to plant and when to build. But if the child, usually, almost always, what I've seen, or I shouldn't say usually, almost always, but the best chance that a parent has that a child is going to follow in that way is if the child sees the parent learning and the child sees the parent love learning and enjoy learning. That's the best way to have a son, not by hitting the kid over the head and said, hey, I'm a Baki B'Shas U'Poskim, so why aren't you a Baki B'Shas U'Poskim? That's exactly the worst thing that a parent could say to a child, exactly the worst thing. And in 9 out of 10 times what I've seen that happen is the kid will always go in the other direction. Hopefully, when he runs far enough away from that father, when he runs far enough away, hopefully he'll find it on his own somewhere later. But nobody wants to be told what to do. And nobody wants to be, you can't force it. You can't force it. It's something that requires patience, it requires understanding, and it requires giving the kid space to breathe and to find it on his own. And let's go back. Okay, we'll go back. We'll close with one fight. Yeah, I got the time mixed up before. We'll close with one final idea he has over here. We'll go back to one fight. I talked about the severing of the relationship. We talked about that before. Shiches lo lo banav mumam. But let's talk the last thing. He says very beautiful. It's really in the Chasam Sofer. He has it back in the beginning of the parsha. Very, very beautiful. He quotes from the psukim of the Haftorah of the Tainis, Yishayo Nunhei. We'll close with this idea. We'll close with this idea. He quotes as follows. He says, Yarov kamator likhi kiseirim al yedesha. So he quotes a pasuk in Yishayo. Kasher yerid ageshem vashelag min hashamayim v'shama lo yashuv. Ken yedvar sheyetzi mipi. Sometimes the rain falls in some places, but it doesn't fall in other places. That's the way my words are, Hashem says. Tachas hanatzutz yale barosh. Instead of the thorns, you'll have a cedar tree. V'tachas hasirpot yale hadas. Chazal say this pasuk is referring to the days of Purim. Because the Chazal say in the first parak of Rosh Hashanah, Hashem Elokecha Dorish Asa Mereishis Hashanah, Itim Latova Kegun Shenigzar Ma'at Geshamim. Sometimes in the beginning of the year, Hashem decrees there's only going to be a little bit of rain. And then Klal Yisrael does tshuva. They do the Ratzon Hashem, and Hashem puts that little bit of rain exactly in the right spot, exactly in the right time, and everything grows, and they have a lot of money, they have a lot of prosperity. And sometimes at the beginning of the year, the Gemara says, the decrees there'd be there'd be a lot of rain, and then Klal Yisrael messes up. So there's a lot of rain. You know where it all falls? In the desert, where there's nothing growing anyway. So says the Gemara in the first parak of Rosh Hashanah. So says the Chasam Sofer, all the prophets rain all this water down on the Jewish people, all this Musar, all these Torah ideas, all this Musar on the Jewish people. And it doesn't help anything because the people on the receiving end aren't interested in it. It's like rain pouring in the desert, totally meaningless. On the thorns, rain on the thorns is going to produce more thorns, not going to help anything. However, when Klal Yisrael is open to the messages of the prophets, of the Talmidei Chacham, of the Tzadikim, when we open up our hearts and we take those messages, so even a little bit like in the time of Purim, just Haman taking off the ring from Achashverosh all of a sudden woke everybody up. Kimu v'kiblu, even a little bit, right away accomplished a lot. It's all up to the receiver. The Tachas HaSirpad, so that's what Moshe Rabbeinu davened over here. The Hachanami Hispala, Moshe Rabbeinu Olav Hashalom, Moshe Rabbeinu davened, Alzeh, Sheyutan Matar, Vital Befiv, Hashem, place rain and dew in my mouth. Lahamter al Yisrael, Neged Haaretz, Anshe Eretz, Heim Yisrael Ashomim, Sheyeh Kadesha Ve'esa, Velo Natsutz Ve'sirpad. Let the Jewish people like be like grass and not like thorns. Kadesha Matashalo Yavo Bizmana Royu Makamaroy. May my words happen at the right place and the right time for the right person. You never know when your words are going to affect somebody. It all depends on the listener. You never know what you're going to say and how it's going to be taken and who's going to take it. Is it going to be in the right place at the right time? All right, today we had an incident in Yeshiva. So a bunch of guys were not a bunch of guys were not doing what they were supposed to do. So I did what I did all the time. It was like 10, 12 guys at the same time were doing something they shouldn't be doing. So I called them all into my office. And I, one at a time. And I said a little tefillah beforehand, like I say every time. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, give me the right words. Give me the right words to say that these guys should get the message. That they should get the message. Give me the right words. Because you never know. You never know whether your words are going to land the right way. Sometimes it's going to be like rain. Sometimes it's going to be like dew. Is it going to be in the desert, like the rain in the desert? Or is it going to be like the rain in the right time? And you never know. But I think the lesson for us is that on the receiving end, we have to try to hear the words. That's what the Chasam Sofer continues to stress. It's about our ears. It's about training our ears to hear the right messages. And when we go to hear the Shabbat Shuvah Drasha, let's try to open ourselves up to listen to it. That's what the shofar is all about, to clean out our ears, to realize that that's pikuach nefesh. Pikuach nefesh is docha Shabbos. That's why you're allowed to save your ears. You're allowed to heal your ears on Shabbos. It's pikuach nefesh, to be able to hear the messages of Shabbat Shuvah correctly. So hopefully we could hear these words of the Chasam Sofer. Let's give a brief review of what we did. We talked about how important it is to hear the lessons, to internalize that even if the person giving the drasha has no idea who we are, but we know what we need to be hearing. And we need to try to hear those lessons. We need to be good listeners and internalize the message. And even if the mussar, some of it doesn't apply to us, we should try to take that parts that do apply to us. We should realize there's 3 days left in the year. This is the last Shabbos of the year. We have a chance this Shabbos to be mechaper on all the Shabbos of all the whole year past. If we try to observe this Shabbos the right way, this special Shabbos of Shabbos Shuvah, we should realize that when we sin, it's not only about the sin, but it's about ruining the relationship. We should realize the importance of Amen, that everything is saying Amen means I really believe this, and I really believe that everything comes from Hashem, and Hashem is really the reason everything that happens good to me in my life, and that's the whole yisod of Bitachon, Banim Lo Emun Bam. So maybe with the will of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that He trains each of us to give us the good ears to hear the Musa of the Shabbos, that we should internalize it, and each of us should look inside ourselves and know, what's the area that I have to fix? What's my area? It's not about the rabbi. The rabbi's going to say the same drasha, is going to have the same 100 people in front of him. It's about the listener. Are we going to listen the right way? Hopefully we should listen the right way, and we should internalize the lessons and know the areas that we need to improve and really improve. So we'll go into Yom Kippur and achieve Mechila Slicha Kapara Lanu L'chol Beis Yisrael. Thank you very much for coming. Thank you for listening.
Amen.
Gemar Chasima Tova.